Well, Taku Hoa NINA called Nona Peltier, who's here to talk business. Nona, inflation, well, it's hit its highest level in a decade. What's driving the price growth?
Well, it won't surprise anybody, but it's housing, fuel and food prices. And so that took the consumer price index an 2.2% increase, and that was in the quarter, 3 months ended September over the quarter before, and the annual rate to 4.9%. That's about as high as it's been for a decade. And what was the reason for that? It was basically the cost of petrol, cars, freight. Those things rose more than 4%. Food rose more than 2%. There were also hefty rises for rents, rates, the cost of building also a new home, and clothing and shoes. It was basically everything. Now, some of these rises will be temporary, but some of them are going to spill over into higher wages and become entrenched. That means that the Reserve Bank is much more likely than not to raise the official cash rate over the coming year.
And Nona, the large produce grower and import-exporter TNG Global has dropped its profit outlook as costs escalate. What are some of the costs it's facing?
Well, some of the ones we just mentioned, but including also labour shortages, that's been another issue. So rising shipping costs has forced them to lower their full-year profit expectations by quite a margin. So they last year, they were forecasting earnings of between, well, up to, of 16.6 million. Now they're forecasting earnings of between 4 and 10 million. And they say that's very disappointing, but what can they do? They've said that even apples, the shipping of apples, for example, are facing challenges, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere. International trading, and that includes particularly from Australia and the United States, is also constrained. Their fresh business, the domestic business, has been affected by labor availability and additional costs, and so on. So where is that what they plan to do, for example, is to perhaps charter more ships in the coming year. But in the meantime, it's not a bright outlook for TNG and or other exporters.
And Nona, what market numbers do you bring for us today?
Look, the NZX Top 50 was little changed. It only dropped 14 points to 12,999. Now, it's not surprising on that very red-hot inflation data, the New Zealand dollar has strengthened, and it is trading at 70.7 US cents, 95.5 Australian, and 51.5 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite. That's Nona Peltier with Our Business News.